This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Happy New Year to you all. I love the optimism and hope the start of a year brings. It's a chance to press forward with renewed resolve. And who knows the importance of renewed optimism better than farmers and ranchers? One new beginning in particular that agriculture is looking forward to this year is a new clean water rule, one that promises to be rooted in common sense. Thanks to the resolve of the Trump administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Army Corps of Engineers, America's farmers and ranchers can expect a new clean water rule that both protects our nation's water and provides clear rules for everyone to follow. This new rule is a long time coming, from 5 years ago when we rallied our grassroots members to call on EPA to ditch the flawed and unlawful 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. We have come a long way in those 5 years, and we have much to be thankful for with this proposed new rule. Of course, we're not across the finish line just yet. Now is our time to ensure we have a clean water rule that gives each of us the clarity we need on our farms and ranches. Farm Bureau is calling on all of you again to submit your comments to EPA and the Corps, but this time is far different than the last. This time, EPA and the Corps want to hear from you too. What a breath of fresh air it was to hear from you, from EPA Acting Administrator Wheeler and U.S. Army Civil Works Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Ryan Fisher during a Tennessee Farm Bureau event in December on the new rule. We all heard loud and clear from the EPA and the Corps that they want to hear directly from farmers and ranchers during the comment period to be sure the definitions are clear and work for agriculture. If the definitions aren't clear, tell us, and tell us how to fix the rule and make it better, Administrator Wheeler said as he asked farmers and ranchers in the audience and across the country for our feedback. EPA and the Corps are also focused on tearing down barriers, partnering across agencies, and empowering state and local authorities. They recognize the key role USDA also will play in implementing this rule and are working with Secretary Perdue to be sure everyone is on the same page when it comes to interpreting and enforcing the rule. But first and foremost, the rule must be clear enough for any farmer or rancher to look out on his or her land and know what is regulated and what is not. At Farm Bureau, we will be reading the rule carefully and with that guiding principle in mind. We believe this proposal is already a huge step forward in that direction, and we are confident that EPA and the Corps are committed to getting this rule right. I encourage each of you to read the rule carefully and then tell EPA what you like in the rule and what you don't. If something isn't clear or doesn't work for your farm or ranch, now is the time to speak up. Let's send the EPA our suggestions and work together to provide solutions, just like Acting Administrator Wheeler has invited us to do. This new clean water rule is a great opportunity for a fresh start in how regulations are shaped. Let's resolve to do all we can to be sure we have the clear rules we need to protect our water and our farms. December's Cattle on Feed report revealed total inventory at 11.7 million head for the United States. This increase of 2% from 2017 was largely in line with analysts' expectations, and overall, the report was fairly neutral in terms of market expectations. Texas, Nebraska, and Kansas lead the way in total fed cattle numbers, accounting for over 7.6 million head, or approximately 65% of the total on-feed inventory in the country. All states but South Dakota experienced an expansion in total inventories, with California, Arizona, and Idaho at the front of the pack in terms of percentage increases. Placements in November totaled just under 2 million head, which is nearly 5% lower than in 2017. This was slightly off analysts' expectation of a 6.4% decrease from a year ago, but still in the relative magnitude of the decline. The American Farm Bureau Federation is urging the Department of Labor to continue allowing farmers to satisfy their legal obligations under the H-2A guest worker program by recruiting U.S. workers through print advertisements. Currently, a farmer who wants to hire employees through the federal government's H-2A program must demonstrate that he or she tried to find U.S. workers through advertisements in a newspaper of general circulation in the area of intended employment. Department of Labor is now proposing eliminating the newspaper recruitment obligation and replacing it with a requirement that agricultural employers seek U.S. workers via the Internet, which the department says will be more cost-effective and efficient for farmers. In its comments, Farm Bureau addressed some of the assertions on which Department of Labor based its proposal. The organization did not dispute Department of Labor's statement that data shows that farm workers in the U.S. rarely, if ever, get a job through print advertisements, but noted that does not mean online advertising would be an often used source for farm work opportunities. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue will give the closing general session keynote address at the 100th American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show in New Orleans, Louisiana on January 14th. More than 6,000 Farm Bureau members from across the nation are expected to gather in New Orleans January 11th through the 16th to hear from distinguished leaders and participate in a grassroots policy setting process that will guide AFBF through 2019. The House recently passed H.R. 88, the end of the year tax package, on a 220 to 183 vote. The tax package contains several provisions supported by Farm Bureau, including permanent extension of the short line railroad track maintenance credit, long-term extension of the biodiesel and renewable diesel through 2024, an additional two-year suspension of the health insurance tax for 2020 and 2021, and repeal of unrelated business income taxes on transportation fringe benefits of tax-exempt organizations. The legislation will not be considered by the Senate, but does provide a foundation of support that will help restart legislative efforts in the next Congress. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.